At home, at school, in the neighborhood. WHYY is asking children, parents, and experts what children need to be healthy. And we're sending reporters out to cover modern children better. This year's measles outbreak is the worst nationwide since 1992, with about 1,000 confirmed cases in more than 20 states, including Pennsylvania and New Jersey. What's behind the resurgence? In part, it's fear of vaccination. But the way doctors see it, it's not what we should be afraid of. For WHYY, Christine Fennessy reports.
And why do we give you shots?
So we don't get sick.
That's right.
I'm in the office of pediatrician Scott Rice in Fogelsville, Pennsylvania. He's been practicing pediatrics for 24 years. Rice isn't surprised that measles is making a comeback. He says misinformation and fear continue to keep some parents from vaccinating their kids. Much of that fear, he says, comes from a 20-year-old study that falsely claimed the measles vaccine caused autism. That study was debunked. There is zero connection.
But once that's out there, and once there's something out on the web, or you do a Google search, and the first couple things that come up are the problems with vaccination, it instills a seed of fear in parents.
Parents, he says, who aren't trying to hurt their kids. But once misinformation takes root, the seed of fear can start growing out of control.
Then it's, they know someone, that parent knows someone, says, oh, no, it's scary what can happen after vaccines, or my child had this.
Ironically, part of the reason vaccine-preventable diseases like measles are on the rise is because the vaccines have been so effective.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm Dr. Villalobos. Thank you for coming.
Pediatrician Tibisay Villalobos-Fry is an infectious diseases specialist in Allentown. She says parents simply don't see kids with polio, pertussis, or measles, but they do see kids with autism.
Because vaccines were so good for so long, people forgot about those diseases. But they all know somebody that have a kid that have autism, or another kid that have autism that has developmental problems.
Villalobos-Fry says vaccine-hesitant parents are usually well-educated, but they often don't trust the pharmaceutical companies that make the shots. They also, she says, often worry about vaccines overwhelming their child's immune system. Kids get a lot of shots at a young age, but Villalobos-Fry says that timing is crucial. Vaccines must be given when kids are most susceptible to specific diseases. When parents ask her something like, why does my baby need a shot for pertussis, which is whooping cough, she says, because younger children die of pertussis if they get it when they're infants.
And that is important. And I think when we see a child on a ventilator with pertussis, I think we have failed our children as a health system because we have failed to provide protection.
She says protection starts with really listening to a parent's fears and answering all of their questions, like why this vaccine? Why now? What are the side effects? When she has these talks with parents, Villalobos-Fry says she can build their trust.
And I think I can turn around probably 9 out of 10 families that don't want to vaccinate.
Back in his exam room, pediatrician Scott Rice says trust and honesty with parents is essential. And if they need more convincing, he'll share his own experiences.
I've seen kids, I've laid hands on children who've had just terrible outcomes from measles. But I've taken care of children who have unfortunately died of pertussis. I've taken care of kids who had complications of chickenpox where they were left neurologically devastated.
He wants all parents to know how life-changing vaccines can be.
It's okay to be skeptical. Ask the questions of your pediatrician, but also be open to fact-based answers and know that vaccines are safe and effective. And we as pediatricians would never recommend something that would be harmful.
For WHYY News, I'm Christine Fennessy.